new high school football officials for the season. That is just over 1 month away. And we'll get you updated what's happening weather-wise with all the postponements and games that are still on as of now. It is the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Tuesday, a soggy Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Even soggier if you're in the southern part of our listening area. Some warnings down there. We'll go over that coming up here in just a little bit. Great to have you with us. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. Jam-packed one-hour show here today. We're going to talk Major League Baseball with Cal Eldred coming up as the second half of the season now underway. A little less than a week underway, the second series of the second half, if you will. So we will talk baseball coming up, and then Bill Yeisley will join us coming up here in just a little bit as well. Mark, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yeah, you mentioned the weather. It's kind of wreaking havoc on the state softball tournament. Perhaps the Iowa Open tennis tournament being held here in Cedar Rapids, although I think they probably will move inside. And then all the postseason baseball that is scheduled for tonight.
Yeah, a lot of things that are in limbo right now. The rain moving through eastern Iowa right now, basically from Highway 20 to the south, and there is some pretty big stuff that is to probably the west of Ottumwa right now, south of Sigourney, right in that area, and that is moving off toward the little panhandle of the state of Iowa, if you will, down in the Keokuk and Fort Madison area. There have been a couple of tornado warnings involved in that, not in the KGYM listening area, but if you're heading that way or you know folks down there, I want to check in on them as there's some pretty intense rain going through that particular area. Don't think we'll see some severe stuff in our neck of the woods, but if we do, we will certainly let you know about that right here on KGYM. I start things off today, Mark, though. We are going to talk baseball, but isn't news that Tiger Woods isn't playing in these major tournaments now?
Well, if it's news, I don't think it's surprising news. I think there's a segment of fans that are anticipating his return, perhaps wondering why it hasn't been sooner. But he has announced, or his people have announced, that he's not going to play the rest of the season. It's no huge surprise to me. I frankly would be surprised if Tiger Woods ever comes back. And it's not because he probably doesn't want to, but because I think his body's just broken down. The latest injury is a back. Try to swing a golf club after having back surgery and perhaps still having problems. We know he's played some nine-hole rounds. He's hit balls, but he claims to not be in tournament shape. That's quite a different thing when you're walking several miles for 4 days in a row. So I don't know if he's relevant anymore, is he?
And people are going to say I'm biased, and whatever the case may be, I've never been a great Tiger Woods fan. But no, he's not relevant. He hasn't swung a club all year. He's going to miss all four majors for the first time in his career this year. And there were a couple of reports last week from people around his camp that there's talk that he may never play again on the PGA Tour. And, you know, that's too bad. But I think golf has survived, contrary to what some people, including one that used to have a morning show here on ESPN Radio, have said, that golf will go completely away once Tiger Woods is gone. The new big three, if you will, have done just fine, thank you, in carrying the banner with Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, and Jordan Spieth. And now you got Henrik Stenson. You got the great story of Phil Mickelson at the age of 46, almost winning the Open Championship over the weekend. Golf's doing fine.
Dustin Johnson
winning mm-hmm. the U.S. Open. Danny Willett, a guy that not a lot of people know about, winning the Masters. There's a lot of good golf. There's more, much more good golf being played out there than there was even 15 years ago when Tiger was going through the Tiger Slam. He was intimidating everybody back then. Nobody was going to touch him. And That's just not the case. There are too many good golfers out there.
You know, you and I realize that, and golf fans realize that, but there isn't a Tiger Woods out there.
No.
And he moved the needle in terms of interest in the PGA Tour, television interest, whatnot, just interest in general. And, you know, I don't see anybody, despite the fact there's several good players, I don't see anybody with the charisma, the major championship record that he has. The thing that I'm going to be sorry about if it comes to this is that for a long time, people were wondering whether Tiger Woods would break Jack Nicklaus's major championship record.
They weren't wondering. They were just wondering when it was going to happen.
I happened when Tiger Woods was healthy. I didn't think he'd break it anyway.
I didn't think he would either.
And now it's almost certain that he won't. And hopefully people won't look back and say, oh, Tiger Woods would have broken the major championship record if he'd stayed healthy. We don't know that. And that's not an easy thing to do.
Tiger had a great run. Great run. And he was great for golf. He put golf back on the map. And golf needed him at that point. Golf's doing fine right now. Would he help? Sure, he'd help to see what he could do against the Jason Days and the Jordan Spieths and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're going to see it. We're not going to see it in 2016, and I'm not sure if we're going to see Tiger teed up again in a PGA event. I don't know.
319-366-1600, our phone and text line. Guppy's on the go text line. When you're on the go, we'd like to know. Give us a text, 319-366-1600, as 7409 has done. Karma.
Yeah. Even without all the off-the-course stuff, if you watch Tiger, and I've said this to many people when he first came up, you can't put that much torque on your body over and over again. Your body has only so many shots, only so many pitches, only so many throws, only so many movements before it's going to break down.
Mm-hmm.
And the torque he put on his back, you just can't do that.
The knees are gone. The back probably is shot. Yeah. It'd be difficult to play competitive golf.
And he had a great run, though.
Oh, yeah.
He had a great run. And he goes down as one of the best golfers in history. And obviously, he may come back. Maybe he will surprise us in 2017 and come back, show up at Augusta, and do well.
Yeah.
We'll see. You mentioned Havoc being played at the state softball tournament, and also as far as baseball is concerned. Let's start with Fort Dodge and the girls' state softball tournament. They didn't get a pitch in today. Everything washed out, and they will try it again tomorrow. Basically, they moved today's schedule to tomorrow. There are some time changes as far as the consolations are concerned. For Cedar Rapids Prairie coming up tomorrow, the Hawks are going to play at 12 noon, and they will play Davenport West, and that will be out at the Rogers Sports Park, and that will be at the Dodger Stadium. They have four different fields out there. This will be at the Dodger Field, Mark, and then they will get all of the consies, it looks like, as far as 5A, and let's see, 2A and 1A. Well, no, check that. 1A and 5A consies will be done tomorrow. 4A and 3A haven't even thrown a pitch yet at the state tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So it started raining there early this morning. Didn't stop raining. Kept raining. They moved it back 2 hours, and then they decided just to pull the plug on the entire day.
Wondering about the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Well, it's an off day for the Colonels and the Midwest League today. New homestand will begin tomorrow against Bowling Green. Colonels on a nice win streak.
Yes, they are. They won all six out east. That's pretty darn good. And they will be back home tomorrow. And a Thirsty Thursday coming up against the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Yeah. They aren't here. They're here every other year. So get out and see some Colonels baseball against Bowling Green coming up here. And if you go to colonels.com, I know they are going to have some different policies in place as far as the heat is concerned. Go out there and read. They're going to allow you to, I believe, bring in some water bottles that you can fill out at the stadium. So they're going to have some misting stations as well. Just go to their website and find out everything that they're going to have. It's going to be hot the next few days. We're going to get through it. It'll be okay, but it will be warm. It will be warm.
Tomorrow, we are scheduled to be at Lunchbox Heroes, the Thompson Center out on 6th Street. You and I will be out there. preventing we don't melt away.
No, I think we're going to be fine. It's going to be early enough, too.
It's going to be warm, but we'll weather the storm. And,
only 90 tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll look forward to meeting some of the workers out there.
Yep, and of course, Lunchbox Heroes is brought to you by Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Mediacom, McGrath Power Sports, Chick-fil-A, Lindale, and Coralville, Dr. Pepper, Acme Tools, Keeks Career Apparel, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, and Airgas. Thank you very much to all the great sponsors out there for helping us out with Lunchbox Heroes. We do have baseball tonight as well, high school baseball, to go over the postponements in our area. The 1A sub-state game between Don Bosco and BGM at Marshalltown has been postponed until tomorrow night, same time, 7 o'clock, same site. That will be at Marshalltown. And other than that, that is it as far as the eastern half of the state is concerned. Northland game, Coach Griffith put out just a little bit ago. That game is still on at Solon tonight. As of right now, the big showdown between Cascade and Dyersville-Beckman is on. Get there early.
They care about baseball in those communities.
Darn right they do. They care about them everywhere, but they really care about them even more right there. Some great, great games tonight and tomorrow. And of course, we have a chance. We will have a Cedar Rapids Metro representative. We know that.
At least one.
At least one, because Jeff and Kennedy are going to play tomorrow night. That should be a lot of fun. That will be at Lower Kingston over at the Jeff Diamond at 7 o'clock, weather permitting, tomorrow night.
Prairie and Iowa City West also going for state tournament berths tomorrow.
It's very interesting. It could be four MVC teams and four CIML teams if all the favorite.
Dubuque Senior's still involved,
yes,
right?
Yeah, they are in it as well. Dubuque Senior, Iowa City West. Prairie will take on Cedar Falls, so there'll be at least two MVC teams in there, assuredly. And Prairie with a chance to get back to the state tournament. Jeff with a chance to make state for the first time in a long time. They've never been to a state tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines.
That's true. 1998, the last time that Jefferson has been in the state tournament, and frankly, Kennedy has been the Jayhawks' nemesis for many years, so that shapes up to be a whale of a game.
Yeah, get there early. That's my best advice for you if you're heading out to Jefferson tomorrow night. That will get started at 7 o'clock. Going to be a very, very fun night. Going to be a very fun night out there. And with that, before we leave high school baseball, we'll ask Cal about this when we talk with him coming up here in just a little bit. There is a proposal now. I know the Gazette wrote an article about it today. I'm not sure if it was Jeff or it was KJ. It was Jeff, okay. We're going to talk to KJ on Thursday, by the way. We'll get a preview of the state baseball tournament coming up with KJ Pilcher, one of the terrific folks at the Gazette who covers it. But they're going to put right now there is an inning limit, if you will. Next year, as far as high school baseball is concerned, sounds like the National High School Federation is going to set a pitch limit for next year. So we'll go from innings to pitches next year. And as you well can imagine, there are a lot of coaches that are on both sides of the fence as far as this is concerned. I just don't know how they're going to enforce this thing.
I agree.
There's going to be a lot of... You've seen enough high school. I've seen enough high school events where sometimes the stats aren't always, let's just say, accurate.
Ground ball through the shortstop's legs ends up to be a double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on what side of the fence you're on, if it's an error or a hit. And now you got to chart. Most teams do chart pitches, but now you have to keep track of them. How are the umpires going to know? This is opening a Pandora's box, I think.
Yeah, who is to keep track? Who's responsible? And what role does the umpires play? What role do the head coaches play? Make sure and count those foul balls that are pitches as well. You know what I mean? And, right now it's Iowa high school pitchers are limited to 9 innings a day or over a 2-day period and 16 innings in a week-long period. I don't know what the pitch counts are going to be. I don't know what I would suggest. You know, how many pitches does a high school pitcher throw in a 7-inning game?
Oh,
100?
You'd like to keep it a little less than that for 7 innings, probably 90, 85, 90, right in there. That'd be ideal, but we don't live in an ideal society, obviously. But
well, you throw 12 pitches an inning, that's 84, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Money.
I know a lot of coaches offer incentives for 3-pitch innings. saw on Twitter, North Lynn had to pay a coach had to pay off a steak dinner because there was a pitcher that threw a three-pitch inning.
Very nice.
That's a pretty good deal if you can get it.
Wow.
And but that young man did. And
well, Cal has a high school pitcher and has had two now, CJ and Luke, and I'm sure he'll weigh in that regard because I know Cal cares about high school arms and young people's arms, really, and with all the players that are going to showcases using their arms there.
Well, that's
it's not just high school,
right? It's a lot of it, and a lot of coaches have already said that's the problem is before they get to be with the kids. In the lower ranks. And let's face it, we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
There are some coaches out there that have nine-year-olds throwing curveballs, have them throwing 110 pitches when they're 9 and 10 because they want to win a game out there. That doesn't mean a whole lot when you're 9 and 10. Later in life, it doesn't mean a whole lot, I should say. It means a lot to the kids when they're playing that. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but that's when you come up with arm injuries right there.
I agree.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, your thoughts about that, 320. And we're going to talk baseball with Cal Eldred. We'll do that when we come back. We're going to take our first break on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Hey, golfers, it's time for the annual Golf Headquarters July Blowout Sale. Everything will be sold at the lowest prices of the year. TaylorMade Callaway Cobra, all the great brands at blowout pricing. It excludes all custom special order and ping products. Golf bags, shoes, balls, clubs, and more at prices too low to advertise. Remember, in stock only. TaylorMade Jet Speed Hybrid, $69.99. Jet Speed Fairway Wood, $79.99. $20 off all golf bags and take an additional $10 off all golf shoes. Nike Vaporfly Drivers, $50 off and $40 off Nike Fairway and Hybrid Clubs. Titleist Reload Pro V1s, only $18 a dozen. Golf Headquarters July Blowout Sale starts now. Tour Edge 3 Wedge System, only $99. Men's and ladies' golf shoes from $48. 20 to 60% off all golf clothing, shirts from $7. Remember, Golf Headquarters July Blowout starts now, in stock only, and prices too low to advertise. Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blair's Ferry Road, Cedar Rapids, July Blowout Sale.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more of when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to do what you and your family like, more freedom to hit the campground, and more freedom to play outside. See how easy it is to work full-time at PMX Industries and still have plenty of time and money to do what you and your family love. Learn more at ipmx.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You sit on the edge of a lake, worries floating away with each breath. You have just bundled your ATV and RV insurance and saved a large sum of money. Now all is perfect. You carry on a conversation with an owl. He asks most of the questions.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM. Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you at 3:23, Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We are going to talk with Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit. Talk a little baseball with him, Major League Baseball. And we'll ask him as well about the pitching limitations as far as high schoolers are concerned. Again, check out the website. Iowa High School Athletic Association, IAHSA. Wait a minute, what is it?
IAHSAA.
Thank you.
Yeah.
.org. And they got all the latest postponements there. Like we said, right now, only one as far as Eastern Iowa teams are concerned and games are concerned. That has been postponed for tonight, and hopefully that will remain. If we mentioned some rocky weather down in southeastern Iowa, if you're in the Albia area, there's a confirmed tornado down there. So please take shelter. That's not a part of our listening area, but if you're down there and if you are listening on the app or whatever the case may be, seek shelter right now.
Indeed. As a station, we're very proud to be making plans, well into plans, for attendance of the Big Ten Media Days. That coming up Monday and Tuesday in Chicago. Todd Brommelkamp, Tyler Ryder, Alex Kuhn, cast of, I don't know, a half
hundreds at least.
A half a dozen will
Doug and Daddy
be in Chicago. And last year, KGYM was the only radio station to make their presence known at the Big Ten Football Media Days. And Todd and Tyler will have four-hour shows on Monday and Tuesday. Therefore, we're going to step aside, yield to them. They've already lined up. They and Alex Kuhn have already lined up several guests, and they're hoping for the crown jewel.
Urban Meyer?
No. That crown jewel would be one Jim Harbaugh.
And that is today's poll question.
They are gaga over Jim Harbaugh. They've got all kinds of plans.
Who's not gaga?
They'd like to get him on the show. That's poll question, KGYMradio.com. Will the APC get Jim Harbaugh to join them Monday in Chicago? Yes or no?
Can we enlist the help of our friend on the text line?
Matt in Michigan? Matt, the Michigan fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can we get some help here, Matt? And can you line up Jim Harbaugh for the guys? If we line up Harbaugh, do we get whatever incentive is to be thrown out there by Todd and Tyler?
Well, I think they'd be appreciative, but I think they'd like to probably go it on their own, you know?
I don't think they'd turn down help. Huh?
What's it going to take to get Harbaugh?
What it will take to get Jim Harbaugh would be something that will get him on camera.
Mm.
On camera. I mean, am I right about that?
It would be a shame if he went on Doug and Daddy and not the APC.
I don't think that's happening.
I don't think so either.
I
got more confidence in our guys than Doug and Daddy.
Also going to talk to Bill Yeisley coming up here in just a little bit, and we will talk about how you can become a brand new high school football official out there. They need them. They've gotten some good recruits over the past few years. And just ask John Hagerty and I. There are hundreds of great referees in the stands. All you need to do is go through the motions, buy the proper equipment, and you can make those calls down in the field.
Great opportunity for you. 93-77 on the text line in regard to pitch counts, which we were talking about earlier. Pitch count is the only way you should monitor young pitchers, especially from 8 years of age and older. Innings should not be the measure, as a kid can throw 40 pitches in one inning and the coach can run them back out there until that child hits his inning limit. I applaud pitch counts. It will make a difference. Just wish they would implement that at the younger ages.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. And again, that is hard to do for them as well. I think it's great. I'm right in that camp. I just don't know how it's going to be enforced. Because I think there's going to be some ways around that. We're going to talk to Cal coming up in about 2 minutes here. Pass that along to Alex Kuhn. Cal just informed me about 2 minutes, and he will be ready to go with us at that time. Gives us enough time to let you know that we have our first postponement as far as Substate Baseball is concerned. The North Lynn game tonight has been postponed, North Lynn and Riverside. That has been postponed until tomorrow, and that will be at 7 o'clock, but it will not be hosted by Solon. It will not be at Solon. That according to North Lynn coach Griffith on his Twitter account. And if you are a Northland Lynx, you will still be hitting tonight at 4 o'clock. And what a great run they've had at North Lynn as far as sports in the last couple years or so. Started off with girls basketball with Coach Wheatley, but now baseball has picked up. Boys basketball has really picked up as well with the Hilmers there. Some good sports being played at North Lynn right now.
Indeed.
But they won't play tonight.
No, they'll get those in tomorrow, hopefully, and a lot of action scheduled in the heat tomorrow and perhaps Thursday as well. We'll see how it all pans out.
Yeah, and they were talking about that as one of the factors at the state softball tournament, to which I say, hey, you want summer baseball and softball.
Yeah, yeah.
Better play. It will be hot, but we'll get through it. They'll get through it. Young people are very resilient, Mark.
They are.
Us, not so much.
That's true.
Young people, a lot more resilient than we are.
No afternoon baseball in the major leagues today. Tonight, the Twins and Detroit Tigers get together at 6 p.m. We'll have it joined in progress at 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM.
Yep. And last night, the Tigers getting the victory.
God, the 1-0 games just kill you, don't they?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you a little down today?
Well, I mean, just 1-0. Come on. They got a good performance out of Ricky Nolasco.
Perhaps you would like to give up 4 in the ninth and blow Chris Sale's 15th win.
How did that go for you?
That didn't go very well. I officially kicked in the season last night.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
For the White Sox last night. 45-47 now, 9 games out. Sale pitched just a gem, and then they turn it over to the bullpen, and they give up 4, including a 3-run pinch hit home run.
Robertson in particular, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's been, hasn't been bad this year. I can't get on him, but you're going to have those things happen. You can't be perfect as far as in save situations are concerned, but that is a killer. That extends the losing streak some more. Sox haven't won since the start of the second half of the season. And they're just falling too far behind. Too far behind.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk with Cal here in just a moment. In fact, let's do this. Let's just clear out a break and we'll come back and talk with Cal. We'll do that when we return here on KGYM.
We've been telling you that Castrol Edge is a really strong advanced full synthetic motor oil. In fact, 3 times stronger than Mobil 1 against viscosity breakdown in the Kurt Orban test, a standard industry shear stability test.
But guess what Castrol has been up to? Castrol Edge has been testing and proving its strength in supercars.
Supercars are the pinnacle of engineering and the ultimate test for engine and oil performance.
So if you're into supercars, super speed, and super challenges, you've got to see this for yourself. Visit the Castrol USA YouTube channel today.
It starts with the tires. Add in the pilots.
San Francisco Tower, clear to land on 29er right.
Flight 232, clear to land 29er right.
150 sleepy passengers homeward bound. Descending through the clouds, flaps full, gear down. Runway in sight, where the rubber meets the road. And touching down, those Goodyear tires. Everything we learn making tires for commercial airliners inspires what we roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire in store for you. Goodyear, more driven.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back at 3:32, I'm going to talk with baseball with Cal Eldred coming up here in just a moment or two, and then we're going to be talking with Billy Guiseley. We'll do that here on the program as well here in just a little bit. Again, the North Lynn Highland game for tonight has been postponed. That will be made up tomorrow, and that will be at a site to be determined. Site to be determined for tomorrow. So keep that in mind. That will be coming up at 7 o'clock.
Whoever's site is the driest.
Might be the case. Might be the case. And there is some more chances of rain anyway. Hot and chances of rain the next 2 or 3 days. That's pretty much the weather word out there.
A poll question today, again, at KGYM Radio. Again, Tyler and Todd will be in Chicago Monday and Tuesday for the Big Ten football media days. They're really anxious to get Michigan's coach Jim Harbaugh on the show on Monday. Question is, will the APC get Jim Harbaugh to join them Monday in Chicago? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's for bringing you the poll question today and every day.
Yep, they do a great job helping us out with the poll question each day in and out.
Do a great job helping out our stomachs, too.
Yes, they do. Caddy Smack tomorrow. A lot of golf things to talk about. Greater Cedar Rapids Open. They're going to have a hot one this week at Hunter's Ridge. We will talk about that on the program tomorrow and other topics in the world of golf. We will do that on the program coming up. That will be the Wednesday edition of the show. Then on Thursday, KJ Pilcher will be joining us, and we will talk about the state baseball tournament with KJ. That'll be coming up on Thursday. And Friday may have a topic. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
See how the news cycle runs.
See how the news cycle runs. We know how this guy runs. Cal Eldred joining us right now. And we're going to talk some Major League Baseball here with Cal. And how you doing on this rainy Tuesday?
Well, guys, I had to search for coverage. I was running all over the place, but I finally got some. So it is rainy, but it is hot still.
Don't move, okay?
I'm trying not to.
Tough one for your son last night. Another terrific game in the litany of games between Mount Vernon and Solon. That's high school baseball, though. Anything can happen. There's no more unpredictable sport as far as favorites going down than high school baseball. And Ira threw a great game for Solon last night, and Luke threw a great game for the Mustangs last night.
Yeah, no matter what, Luke was going to come out a winner last night, and Luke Ira did a great job, located well, used his off-speed pitch extremely well, too, and his changeup at times. And I'll tell you what, Solon made the plays. And I know I had not seen Mount Vernon play Solon earlier in the year, and that was not the case. I know they had a tough time with their defense. But when you see an unearned run decide a game, well, then you know you probably saw some pretty good pitching. You saw some good defense. And that was how it turned out last night. That it was two kids that pitched the ball pretty well. And that is, it's single elimination. There's so many families and kids and coaches that are going through that right now. And it's really, anything can happen. You're right, exactly right. And that's the game of baseball. Game of baseball is a lot like life.
Yes, it is.
You gotta go through some tough things sometimes, and not everything's fair, but you have to deal with it the right way.
Sometimes you lose, and sometimes you just get beat, Cal.
That's exactly right. And last night, I know the Mustangs had many opportunities. They had bases loaded. I know Luke hit a ball up the middle. It hit off the either the pitching rubber or side of the mound and kicked right to the second baseman, and it turned into a double play.
Mm.
And the game was ended on a double play. So, like I say, Solon made the plays. But it was, you know, those are the kind of games that are fun to watch, too. I'd rather see that in a 11-10 game. So it's just unfortunate that somebody has come out a loser. But sometimes you do just get beat.
Cal, I don't know if you saw the story in the paper today, but the National Federation of State High School Association is mandating, essentially, that as of 2017, every state and their baseball coaches, their baseball teams, will put pitchers on a pitch count. As you know, right now, there's an inning limit. And I wonder what your thoughts initially about that are.
Well, you know, I look at it two ways. Obviously, we've discussed a little bit the innings limit. Sometimes it's not about the innings, it's the number of pitches. But then sometimes it's not just about the number of pitches, it's the number of stressful innings, the number of stressful pitches. And I'd rather see a pitch count than I would an innings limit, because some kids, you take Luke, for example, last night, 7 innings, 86 pitches, and still was able to strike out 12, 13 guys. So it's sometimes guys can go a lot of innings and not throw very many pitches. But I'm not against a pitch limit, but I really think the Iowa High School Association for both girls softball and boys baseball, they've got some bigger issues. And in my mind, I'm not saying that they shouldn't look into this pitch count thing. I think that's great. But I think we're running into some much bigger issues, especially when it comes to baseball, because according to the rules, once the calendar year stops from the school year, then any other sport, any other coach, any other program can touch the kids. In other words, camps and practices and high school softball and high school baseball. Those kids are really honestly being abused because there's so many things that they can be involved in other than softball or baseball. And what you're going to have is you're going to have parents of kids that they're not going to play baseball anymore. They're going to go on travel teams. And in my honest opinion, I think right now if I was going to start over again at this time, the way things are handled, you got a kid that you think maybe going to play in college. That would be something that you're going to see that happen more often. It's something we've talked about before.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues out there. A lot of issues out there. And Hey, moving on to Major League Baseball, Cal, and we are underway now officially with the second half of the Major League Baseball season. And a lot of big numbers out there, except for the American League East, as far as leads are concerned. And the West is tightening up now as Houston, here they come. They're climbing within 4.5 now. But I think the American League East is going to be where all the fun is going to be and all the fireworks by the time it's all said and done, because the lead for Baltimore is down to 1.5 over Boston. And look out now, but Toronto is 2.5 games back.
Well, and what we're gonna see too, guys, and this is, I know we've talked about this in the past. Boston already made a couple moves. I like the move that happens in late June, real early July, so you can get another start or two out of a guy. If you're looking for starting pitching, you're getting more at bats from a guy that may actually make a big difference in your lineup. So we're gonna see some more moves, but the American League East, I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of looking at not just Toronto and Boston, but the Yankees. The Yankees are not that far out. And with the, how strong they are with their three guys at the end of the bullpen, and offensively they can score enough runs, do they try to add? And I know people in New York are ready to start selling everybody, but there's four teams, guys, in the East, no question, that could be making some moves to add.
Here's the most recent argument in my mind, Cal, for a 2 out of 3 wild card situation. In the National League, if the season ended today, you'd have the Dodgers against the Marlins, perhaps Clayton Kershaw against Jose Fernandez. Come on.
You know what? No question. No question at all. I think we have to go to that. And I don't, you know, nobody wants to see the World Series on the 15th of November, but I also think that there's, you know, if they don't want to shorten the season, let's shorten spring training. There's got to be a week somewhere that we can shave off, and I think spring training may be the place to do it. Shave that off and start the season a little earlier and get things going so that we can make this happen. I'm completely with you. You can't just have two aces going at each other. Or if you're one of those teams and that guy has to finish the season so that you get into the playoffs, then you've got your, you know, number 2 or 3 going against number 1, and that's not balancing it out.
I can't imagine. We had 105-mile-per-hour pitch thrown last night. I can't fathom being in the batter's box. I don't want to be in the batter's box when 105-mile-per-hour fastball comes in. The Yankees, what do you think? Are the Yankees going to keep? Are they going to be traders? Are they going to be sellers? Is Chapman going to stay with the New York Yankees?
Well, you know, I think if they're looking, if they're going to sell, if they're going to go that direction, then they have to ask themselves right now, do we sign Chapman to an extension? They've already got Miller under contract. Betances isn't going anywhere. And so the question mark is really Chapman. You hear in the rumors that, you know, they want to trade him, they'll possibly trade him to Chicago, and, you know, Chicago would love to have him, I'm sure. And that may put Chicago over the top. But Chicago doesn't want to give up Kyle Schwarber. And it is going to be a name like that. If somebody trades for him, it's either going to be a name like that or it's going to be 6 players. Mm-hmm. That's who Aroldis Chapman is. The only issue is he becomes a free agent. So the Yankees have to ask themselves, are they willing to pay him an enormous amount of money to keep him and keep the end of that bullpen, but they're still going to have to go out and pay for some starting pitching. And I know the analysis, statistical analysis guys, they're going to tell you that it never pays to pay a closer. But it's something there where I think they have enough guys at the back end of the bullpen. I think the Yankees are probably going to sell. They'll get somebody something for Chapman. They'll get something for Beltran. And that's probably the road they're going to go down.
Don't tell the White Sox there's no ceiling on paying a closer after last night.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. Robertson did exactly what he should have done, though, Scott. He came out and he said that he blew it. He didn't do his job. It was pathetic. And you know what? Reporters just turn around and walk away from me when you say that, because there's no story. The story is he knows he didn't do his job. He fessed up to it, and honestly, from a mental standpoint, it really helps players if they just admit that. It helps them get back out there and get the job done the next time.
Yeah, really a shame because it took away Chris Sale's best outing in a long time, too.
Oh, 15 wins, guys. 15 wins already at this time of year. That's incredible.
Cap, a potentially sensitive question for you, but that's kind of what I do. I hope you understand. But you used to work for the Cardinals, and a former scouting director named Chris Correa got a 46-month prison sentence because he breached the computer network of the rival Houston Astros. I don't know if you know Chris and know of him, but I guess your reaction to that.
Well, I do know Chris. I like Chris. He seems like a very, very nice guy. I've worked with him, you know, and he was one of those guys that comes in and he's a stats guy, analytics guy, but he wanted to learn the baseball side, and family guy. And when you read what he had written and read to the court about him apologizing, understanding that this is by far the worst thing he's ever done in his life, and he's admitting to it. Once again, I know people make mistakes. I make mistakes, but I'm also a person that if you take responsibility for this, mm-hmm. you own it, then you know what? We're a forgiving society. But also, man, I think that's a that's a pretty stiff penalty. For what that he's going to pay. But it's hard to equate exactly, you know, jail time for what he did. I think the tough thing is, too, because there's still a lot of questions out there, Mark, about did any other St. Louis Cardinal employees know that this was going on? And, you know, it is hard to imagine that no one did, but when the government goes in and they do their, they nose through everything, they usually find things out no matter what. And Major League Baseball is going to do the same thing. I wouldn't be surprised, though, from the Major League Baseball standpoint, since Chris Correa was an employee of the St. Louis Cardinals, that the St. Louis Cardinals will either lose some draft picks because this had a lot to do with the draft, or they will pay a pretty hefty fine coming up.
Yeah, those are the follow-up questions. Did he act alone, and what kind of retribution did the Cardinals face?
Yeah, I do think that the Cardinals will face something, and I know the Cardinals, excuse me, were hoping that it wasn't going to come down before this draft because they had, they had four or five picks in the first two rounds, and that's a pretty that would be a pretty hefty price to pay to lose three or four of those picks early on in this draft, but. You know, they're going to have to pay the price at some point. I don't think the organization as a whole is just going to walk away from this without having some retribution to be paid.
And before we get to your top five, a pretty significant move made yesterday by Mark's Minnesota Twins. We talked about it. Terry Ryan out, 30-year career with the Minnesota Twins, a couple of stints as the general manager. Like we talked about yesterday, somebody had to go as far as the Twins are concerned with the year they've had here in 2016. And a good baseball man has had a terrific career. And I guess your thoughts, and should the Twins go outside the organization? They don't do that very often, but would this be the perfect time to do something like that for Minnesota?
Well, you know, and I thought about this, you know, Mark, from your standpoint too, you know, Terry was there a long time. When he came in, you know, you had your Torrey Hunter and your Brad Radke, and, you know, Brad had been there for a while, but Mankiewicz, and he energized that ball club, that organization, and really did something similar to what Dayton Moore and his staff has done in Kansas City and rebuilt an organization that had been really good and was slumping, and they came back and they really built it back up. And then, you know, like organizations have to do these days, they can't keep these free agent players, they've got to do it again. And it seems like it's just been one stall after another for Terry Ryan and his staff. And that it's tough because you know that there's a lot of still very good baseball people in the Twins organization. A lot of them were there for that first go around. And it's tough to really put a finger on why this didn't go right. And Mark, from you being such a fan of the Twins, I was wondering if you have any thoughts as to why this rebuilding the second and third time just didn't go.
Yeah, I do, Cal. And I think sometimes you can stay in a job too long. You might get a little bit stale. New ideas don't come to you. You don't accept them. But I think Ryan made a mistake signing Park to a big deal. He's now in the minor leagues and not contributing at all. And, you know, a guy like Buxton is a Terry Ryan's fault that Buxton isn't producing more offensively. And you can go right on down the line. But, you know, I think Terry Ryan's a good baseball man. He's been good for the Twins. But for some reason, it just didn't work recently.
Yeah, and what people, a lot of people have to understand, being a general manager, you're going to take the fall if your scouting department doesn't do the job, whether it's amateur or professional, whether your coaching staff on the big league side doesn't get it done, whether your coaches in the minor leagues don't get it done. There's a lot of people that you are over, and they have to do their jobs and do them well for you to keep your job. And you guys know, coaches and scouts and everybody change teams quite often these days. And so who knows how many people Terry may have lost because they had success, and then those guys that fill in the gap may not be able to do the job.
All right, Cal, real quick, let's get to we're into the second series of the second half. How about your top five?
Cal, can you hear us?
I'm here.
All right, top five time.
All right. Well, the top five guys, it's going to be very similar, right? We have some teams, you know, we haven't played a whole lot since the second half. But I think the Cleveland Indians are going to stay at number five. They're a team that in the American League, they may add somebody, and Beltran may be a guy that they add. I hope they don't. I'd like to see Carlos in a Royal uniform. But I still think the Chicago Cubs, they're going to make a move there at number four. The Washington Nationals, and I mentioned this before because they do match up so well with the Chicago Cubs, but my top two teams, and the number two team is hanging in there with the injuries to their three of their starting pitchers in the Texas Rangers. I still think they're doing a heck of a job. But, guys, number one, the San Francisco Giants at the top of the list. They're the cream of the crop right now in the major leagues.
All right, Cal, we're going to talk next Thursday because the guys will be in Chicago for Big Ten Media Day coming up next Tuesday, so we will pencil in next Thursday for you. How's that?
That sounds great, guys.
All right. Take care, Cal.
You bet, guys. Thanks.
Cal Elder joining us here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Again, we'll talk with him next Thursday. Quick break, come back, and we will talk about how you can become a football official when we return.
Your kids can't wait to play football.
If you want to be successful at your job, you have to have an advantage. At Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com, our advantage is the hometown advantage. The advantage local people have when they work where they live. Nobody connects them with local hometown employers better than we do. And nobody has a better selection of local job openings either. Jobs with that hometown advantage. Apply online today and put it to work for you. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Your kids can't wait to play football, so sign them up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2016 season. Fourth through eighth graders will learn the fundamentals, the value of sportsmanship, and have a blast. And your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority. They only use high-quality fitted youth equipment, and their professional coaches are certified with USA Football. Teams are forming, and practice begins August 15th. Equipment fittings begin soon. Register now at MetroYouthFootball.com. Also, check out Facebook and Twitter.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:53 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. APC coming up next. We'll join the Twins and the Tigers in progress tonight. That will be at 7 o'clock. We are just a little bit over a month away from high school football season. Hard to believe, but August 25th, our first game that night at Kingston Stadium. Bill Yeisley from the Cedar Rapids Area Officials Association joining us here. And Bill is going to talk about recruitment of new football officials.
And, thanks.
How you doing, Bill?
Good, thanks, Scott.
Great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me. Our first meeting is this Thursday already for new people. It's July 21st at 6:30 at Grantwood AEA. And that's at 4401 6th Street Southwest, right across from the Hawkeye Downs Raceway.
Just down the street here. Just down the street.
Yeah. What's involved, Bill?
Well, basically is getting licensed and they get materials from the state after they pay their money for the licensing, and then they have to take a part one test, which is open book, and they do that online, and that can go. And everybody has to do that now. Everybody every year has to do that. And you go in online, and you get three chances to pass it, and you can pull it out and work on it, and then get back in, and you'll get your test. If you fail, then you get a random selection thing. But that's part of it is licensing. Then my emphasis is mechanics and positioning. I don't mess with the rules. That goes on later on. And we work on being in the right place at the right time, preventative officiating, using your equipment, the whistle, the flag, the clip, that kind of thing. Getting along with your other crew members and how to communicate with them and with players and with coaches. That's basically what I do, and hopefully, we'll have a on-field walkthrough. Plus, they'll be able to be involved in a scrimmage before the season starts.
I think one thing that's important is that if you choose to become official, you're going to get a lot of support from local folks like you. Bill, I've seen you at middle school games, evaluating officials and communicating with them. So you're going to get some feedback.
Yeah, and we have wonderful support here from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. They're one of the best in the United States, and they give a lot of support to us. And our association, of course, is pretty strong. We're one of the few in the country that have the training program that we have. So we do offer a good background for them if they have the time and the interest to do it.
Now, you won't be doing a game at Kingston Stadium right away. Let's just say that.
No.
You'll get out and get some middle school games, just get your feet wet a little bit. And also, you don't have to be a former football player to be an official.
Absolutely not. That does help, but we've had some good ones, as you know. Pinky's kind of an example of that, an old Norway baseball player. But, we start out at the middle school and ninth grade games, and even they'll can be involved in sophomore games this year.
Yeah.
And that really gets them right into it. But, and JV, but no, usually they don't work any varsity. Sometimes a guy gets pulled in if somebody's injured or sick and they can't fill it in, but not very often. We do have one guy that came in last year as a part of a crew right off, and he was able to do it.
You're seeing more female officials or not?
We haven't. We do have one, and she's been in a long time and does a nice job. But no, I have not had it, not even anybody attend the first.
They're more than welcome, though.
They certainly are. You bet. Yep.
And you have to. You need obviously a lot of officials to fill out these crews.
We certainly do. We've got a lot of games every week to fill.
Yeah, and it's not only varsity, like you said, ninth grade, middle school, up and down the line, Metro Youth.
and we don't have, I don't connect with that, but they do, they have that opportunity also. If they really have the time and the interest, they can work a lot of games this fall.
I know you're into more mechanics and whatnot, Bill, but is there any rule changes at the high school level that you'd like to talk about?
Yep, yeah. I'm glad you asked that, Mark. Here, it's very, this year, very few changes, very few, but nice, because last year was heavy. There's no longer clipping within the free blocking zone. Linemen can still low block, but they can't clip. This will take away from the smaller offensive linemen against the big defensive guy. But you don't see that very much anyway. What I saw mostly was low blocks that were legal. And there is there's on it some stuff on equipment and uniforms. I think the knee pad thing is going to come up. I don't know how that's going to be interpreted because, that's come down from the college and that wearing the knee pads that are too small or the pants are too small and they come up above the knee, that's going to be one thing they're going to probably notice. There is one thing that's interesting. College did away with the tripping the ball carrier rule. High school still has it. So you're going to have somebody out of Kingston Stadium pass on a guy that's running with the ball and gets tripped. I mean, he's going to call it, and then somebody in the crowd is going to get upset because they think it's the same as a college.
Yeah.
But those are basically just a couple of rule changes.
Yeah.
Emphasis on concussions and targeting, of course.
Sure. Give the meeting time one more time, and if people have any questions, how they can get a hold of you.
Well, they can call me at my home phone at 319-362-2732. And our first meeting is this Thursday, the 21st, at Grantwood AEA at 6:30. hope to have a good turnout.
Just go check it out. Just see what
exactly. See what you can do. They'll know after their first meeting whether they want to come back or not.
So. All right. Thanks, Bill, and hopefully have a good turnout.
Thank you.
APC coming up next here on KGYM.
When you make the switch to Bennzoil Synthetics, you're making the switch to next level performance. You're making the switch to the modern synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. You're making the switch to the same technology that won the Daytona and Indy.